The Hollywood Bowl is a Los Angeles landmark. The Half Moon Concert Shell has been the setting for classical and pop music performances for 72 years. Musicians have griped about the sound from the outdoor stage. The Los Angeles Philharmonic and county officials want to bulldoze the shell and replace it with a more acoustically advanced design. But preservationists have filed suit to stop the demolition. This morning, a Superior Court judge will hear their arguments. NPR's Madalit Abarco reports.
Bugs Bunny fans may remember the Hollywood Bowl from the famous cartoon where the animated rabbit took to the stage to conduct an orchestra, and a tenor whose interminably long note caused the concert shell to crumble. The Bowl's modernistic half-circle shell has been featured in Hollywood cartoons, movies, and TV for decades. But for years, real-life musicians have complained about the lousy acoustics of the Bowl's concert shell. They rattle off a list of deficiencies: a leaky roof, asbestos-filled walls, performance space that's too small for large orchestras. Jay Rosen is a violinist with a Hollywood Bowl orchestra who's been performing there since he was a teenager.
25% to 50% of the orchestra may in fact be outside the shell, which is the equivalent acoustically of being in the middle of a desert and screaming at the top of your lungs and have nothing to reflect the sound back at you. You may hear a flute and not hear the trombones, you may hear the trumpets and not hear anybody else.
Over the years, acousticians have tried to improve the sound quality without success. In 1970, architect Frank Gehry lined the shell inside and out with a series of cardboard columns. 10 years later, he replaced his so-called sonotubes with a cluster of hollow fiberglass spheres. They remain to this day, suspended overhead and cluttering the stage, says Deborah Borda, the executive vice president and managing director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, which has been performing at the Bowl since it opened in the 1920s.
Does this look like something anybody would want to preserve?
The county's $18 million plan is to build a new, bigger and better concert shell that looks more like the elliptical shell designed in 1928 by Lloyd Wright, the son of architect Frank Lloyd Wright. But the rebuilding plan has outraged people who want to preserve the existing structure. Ken Bernstein is with the Los Angeles Conservancy.
Would we recommend replacing the Statue of Liberty next with a near replica? I think the public would be horrified.
Preservationists say the existing shell should be modified and improved rather than torn down.
Yeah, just it's an amazing history of what's happened there. It's all within that shell. And when you tear down that shell, you tear down all that history with it. It's gone.
Robert Noodleman heads the Hollywood Heritage Foundation. He filed a lawsuit against the county to stop the rebuild. He plans to argue before the Superior Court judge today that county bond money is being used illegally to demolish a landmark. He says voters who passed the bond were misled into thinking it would be remodeled, not replaced.
They make it sound like this is the worst place in the world to play music, if you read what they're saying, and the unsafest and all these other problems. They're all a bunch of lies. Or the wild exaggerations above what's there. And all the issues can be dealt with. They can be fixed. The shell can be saved for a fraction of the amount of money they want to spend.
Noodleman believes the county is simply looking to make more money by building a bigger stage for more lucrative rock concerts and less classical music. But Deborah Borda says there is no nefarious plan afoot to undermine the orchestra.
One of the things people like to say is they're tearing down the Hollywood Bowl. Good Lord, you can see that's absolutely impossible. What we're doing is fixing one segment of the bowl that does not really exist anyway.
The Hollywood Bowl began in 1920 as an outdoor performance place in Bolton Canyon, a natural amphitheater nestled in the lush Hollywood Hills. People started gathering there for community theater, Easter sunrise services, and concerts. For several years, the Symphonies Under the Stars, as they were known, performed on ramshackle wooden stages that were dismantled after each summer season. Carol Merrill Mirsky is director and curator of the Hollywood Bowl Museum. She says Lloyd Wright designed two shells for the Hollywood Bowl, the first in 1927.
He used the wood from the 1927 Paramount production of Robin Hood to build the new shell. And the shell was really interesting and unique. It's kind of like a Mayan pyramid kind of look. But again, it was built out of stage set wood. It wasn't meant as a permanent structure.
Wright built another wooden shell the following year in an Art Moderne elliptical shape. That, too, was replaced in 1929 by a new shell.
It is made of a very strong substance called transite, which is a cement and asbestos mix on a steel frame. I guess they got tired of those wooden shells that fell apart, because this one was built to last, and it's been here ever since.
Oh, lady, this is something.
And this, Mr. Bowers, is the Hollywood Bowl.
In the 1938 film Hollywood Hotel, actress Rosemary Lane showed off the bowl's acoustics to Dick Powell.
I can hear you, but I can hardly see you.
I can see you. You look like the man in the moon.
By the 1940s, the bowl became the setting for movies such as A Star Is Born, Double Indemnity, and Anchors Away.
Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing?
In 1943, a young crooner named Frank Sinatra caused a sensation at the bowl. And screaming fans also nearly drowned out the Beatles when they performed at the bowl in 1964 and 1965. By then, architects had already installed and dismantled a fountain and decorative reflecting pool in front of the stage area. Musician Rosen says the idea was to muffle traffic noise from the new Hollywood Freeway.
The idea was acoustically, they thought that would provide humidity to the instruments and help project the sound. It did exactly the opposite. Some of the instruments would swell up and...
Deborah Bordas says the new shell would be a clean design reminiscent of the 1928 Art Moderne shell and would be acoustically sound for the musicians. But ultimately, a Superior Court judge may decide whether to give the Hollywood Bowl a facelift or replace it with a younger, newer star. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.